right, everybody, welcome to The Independent Mouth. I'm your host, Anthony. Today, we've got another amazing show. Thank you once again to everybody for all your love and support. This show, once again, continues to keep growing. I know I say that every single time, but it's a very important fact, and we're extremely grateful over here at The Independent Mouth. Now, some really quick, really cool announcements. The Independent Entertainment Network now has logos. You'll start to see that stuff kind of filtering out all over the place. And just really wanted to give you an update on all of that, where you will be able to find the Independent Entertainment Network. Most likely, the independentmouth.com will go away, and everything geared towards the Independent Mouth will go towards the Independent Entertainment Network. We will be looking at bringing on a handful of podcasters to help us change the game, but essentially what the Independent Mouth or the Independent Entertainment Network is, pardon me, will be a place where the little guys help each other grow. There's not much of that out there. And that does not just limit itself to podcasts. That does not limit itself to anything, actually. There are game companies that will join the fray. There are podcasts, there are writers, there are a litany of people out there that will absolutely join for the cause. Yes, we will be looking at different pricing ranges, and we will disclose all of that stuff in due time. My partner in the company, Wes Tankersley, really nice guy, really amazing guy. He is the host of Shaping Success, and we will start dropping shows with Tank and the Mouth. So I will update everybody on that when the time comes. That'll be some stuff coming up over the next couple weeks. Today, there is no video for the podcast. This isn't going to be an extremely long podcast, but there's no video for the podcast today. Sorry. There will be one next week. Just going to rifle through the news, keep you folks up to date over the weekend, and we're going to have some bigger news happening next week. So let's just get into the news now. There are some underlying parables that I would say that really fit here. There are some discussions that we need to have simply for the fact of we are really dealing with some crazy stuff out there, as everybody knows, right? Everyone feels a little uneasy. Tons of messages I keep getting across the board where people are just uncomfortable. They're not happy. Anthony, what's going on? Take it easy. Take a breath. We'll give you the news. We'll give you the comfort. Go enjoy baseball. Go enjoy different things, man. Stop focusing just on politics. You can get a show like this. In 30 minutes, you've got all your news for the week. Okay? Like, you don't need to surround yourself with all that crap. Don't worry about it. That's why people love us. That's why the show is growing. The Independent Mouth always does that for you. Now check it out. Sebastian Kurz has resigned as the Chancellor of Austria, but denies corruption charges. So he resigned and is now denying. Wouldn't you deny and then prove, obviously, your innocence, right? A little bit backwards, that's kind of the Banana Republic philosophy. But technically, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. At least that's the way that it goes here in the United States. That's at least the way that it did go here in the United States. Doesn't make sense. Always think of this. Look, you can see right through these things. Think discovery. Just think discovery. The reason why he's not staying in there, the reason why he's not continuing to fight, is because when they find discovery, whether it has to do with that specific charge, there's other things that would black mark what he is doing. Period. Now, use your brain, logic, and common sense, and check it out. Now, dirty dog Nancy Pelosi is going over to talk to the Vatican with the Pope. I'm not a fan of this Pope. Look, I grew up Catholic my entire life. Christian, I don't care what label you put into it. I believe in Jesus, period. I believe in Mother Nature, period. I believe in forces and energy around the world, period. You don't have to put a book to it. You don't have to put a name to it. That's what I believed ever since a kid. It's not going to change. Large protest against the vaccine passport in Rome, Italy. From October 15th, the health pass will be compulsory for Italians to get their places of work. but in private and public sectors. So they're really looking to make this push over there in LA. Funny how Nancy Pelosi's over there with all of the news and the Texas abortion reinstation for the state of Texas had come out. Really funny to see whether or not the Pope flip-flops on an abortion topic and what lines he tries to draw. And then you're going to see those parallels coming down to the House of Representatives from Rome. So you must keep that in mind. You must absolutely keep that in mind. India, blackout warning for Delhi, 19 million population. If coal supply is not restored in 2 days, warned the energy minister of the national capital. That happened today, right? So that actually happened over last night into today. Now, why is that important? Anthony, it's India. They always got problems. What are you talking about? Well, wasn't the United States energy independent? We didn't have any issues, right? What did Barack Obama say in 2014, I think it was, or 2012, 2014? We'll always depend on other places for oil. That was a lie. Trump came in. We became energy independent. Prices of oil were down, right? So let's take that as to where we are right now. Prices of oil, I think cost of gas was like $4.50 under Obama. It's back up to that same thing now, right? But now, the price of crude oil, the crude oil futures hit $80 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. Okay? So think about that. Once again, just think. When people say, there's a lot of people having buyer's remorse right now. A lot of people having buyer's remorse. And what do I mean by buyer's remorse? Look, if you paid attention to the Pandora Papers at all, if you thought about the Pandora Papers at all, and you paid any attention to the Pandora Papers, which I did a show on that, I read that information. You can go read up it on yourself. It is tons of leaders across the around the world all hiding their money in offshore accounts, living a completely different system and a different world than what you and I have to deal with on a regular basis. They don't have the same interest rates. They don't have the same regulations. They don't have the same rules. They don't have the same laws. And nobody pays attention to that. And now you're starting to hear more and more of it. Why? Because you're now getting more and more people that are digging and digging and digging, not pay attention to the crap that they're throwing at your face, and they're actually digesting information and making assumptions and making predictions and having thoughts for themselves. Pretty amazing concept. Pretty amazing concept. This new wave of people out there, look, if you're getting banned every other second, if you're being stifled, if all this stuff's taking place across all platforms, then you're doing something right, honestly. Anytime that you're being singled out, you know you're pressing a button somewhere. Okay? So what does that tell you? Oh, I must have offended somebody. Go look at the Dave Chappelle, The Closer, on Netflix. He's getting tons of kickback for the things that he said about trans people. Look, I don't care if you're trans. But can we be honest about one thing? A boy has a penis. A girl has a vagina. A boy is born a boy. A girl is born a girl. Yes, there are hermaphrodites. Yes, there are people born with both bits. Who gives a crap? Stop trying to deny science. That's essentially what Dave Chappelle said. And now he's supposedly being canceled. You know what he said? Great. I love it. Well, man, you're not going to be popular on Twitter. Don't give a shit. This is real life. I think if a lot more people actually took that perspective of what is real and what is not, use social media to benefit what you're doing. If it has no benefit for you, go somewhere else. Period. Good talk. Ireland signs up to the global 15% tax reform agreement from multinationals. No change to the 12.5% rate for the companies with revenues below 750 million euros. Different tax bracket now. They're setting up a global tax system. Is that fair? Sure. Here's the deal, actually. If we only had to pay 15% as opposed to 30 or 25 or 28, I'd be happy. Right? We're paying a ton over here for nothing. And taxes continue to go up. Why? Because of their bullshit spending bills that don't actually take care of anything. Here's the deal. If I put a piece of art out there, this goes for museums and everything as well, right? Start generating fucking money. I'm not paying for it. If I'm paying for it and I'm not allowed to go there for free because I'm actually paying for it, you can suck my balls. Okay? Eat the whole bag, choke on the crumbs. I don't care. I'm tired of paying for stuff that I don't actually get to go and enjoy and other people get. Period. If you were offended by the comment that I just made 30 seconds ago, grow up. Like, this is ridiculous. And if we're not all fighting on that for the reasons why we're paying things, we should. It should be something we all come together for. It should be something that we all come together in unison to say, hey, I'm not paying for this. We'll see who does. All right. Cases of depression and anxiety rose by about 25% worldwide during the COVID-19 pandemic, a new study finds. Could have told you that. Sale of liquor, sale of wine, drug use, depression, mental health discussions and talks rose beyond belief. That is nothing new. What's also really funny is the Biden admin's weighing an executive order on wide-ranging push for cryptocurrency oversight in Bloomberg. Now, I've been pretty direct on crypto. I mean, if you can get in, if you'd gotten in, if you can make your money and run, sure. But it is a party for the elites and a way to suck up the money for all the poor people that are out there because they're dumping their money in there. It's also a way to launder money very easily. But then again, that counter argument from Snowden himself is cryptocurrency, you know, the money laundering aspect, the laundering aspect, the illegal activity is a small fraction of what is behind cryptocurrency. And I do agree with that. More laundering actually happens on the dollar that we have present in front of us here in the United States. That is without a doubt a true fact, true statement. Now, I think the part that bothers me the most is there's going to be a transition at some point. When that is, don't know. How that is, don't know. We're going to kind of see that play out. So I do think it is a good thing. It is smart to start to get privy, to start to understand what happens with either one of them, the benefits and the risks and rewards, right? Just become, start to become a little educated on it. And I'm doing more and more and more and more research as it comes. Even with investing, even with money management, all of that. Son of Afghan's former defense minister buys a $20.9 million Beverly Hills mansion. He already owns a $5.2 million condo in Miami. Anthony, what do I care? Just saying. Outside money, outside influence has been here for a long time, and they always seem to make it into specific places, cities, and locations where that money then starts to get infused into that economy. Always follow the money. Do we start seeing more and more changes in Miami? More and more changes to the state of Florida? Keep an eye on it. U.S. economy adds only 194,000 jobs in September, far below consensus estimates of $500,000 jobs. Man, got to fix my tongue today. That is abysmal. That is poor. That is pathetic. I first thought it was a joke. And the potatoes out there trying to sit there and say, man, we got unemployment to a 4.8%. Can someone please go hit this guy's butt with a hose, please? Like, somebody spray his diaper off, clean him up, let him clear out his brain a little bit. This guy is a moron. He's a placeholder and he's fake. If you don't agree with that, you're entitled to your opinion, and I respect your opinion. But it is very clear that this guy has trouble even breathing, for God's sakes, let alone talking, breathing, and looking into a camera. Elon Musk has officially announced that Tesla will be moving their headquarters from Palo Alto, California, to Austin, Texas. It's not brain surgery, guys. Like, we have people literally moving out of California, and they cannot secure a U-Haul. Once Gavin Newsom was declared the governor again of California, moving rates skyrocketed. They knew it. Absolutely knew it. In April 2020, on a Tesla earnings call, Musk lashed out at California government officials, calling their temporary COVID-related health orders fascist in an expletive-laced rant, according to CNBC. Now, with that, just goes to understand why he's leaving California. Why did he just have a breakup with the mom? Because she didn't want to leave California. That's why. It's part of the reason why. Okay? He's got enough money that he can afford it. And don't worry, he'll still take care of his child. He's not a deadbeat. He will take care of his kid. He will take care of his family. He's just one of the guys who's got enough money. He's able to do that. CIA is shutting down its mission center dedicated to gathering intelligence about North Korea amid focus on China. All right? The FBI has become a political arm targeting the parents of schools. We've already seen this. Now, here's the best part. Ready? Here's the best part. Merrick Garland's daughter is directly related to infusing the CRT programs into schools. And then the DOJ unleashes the FBI at the parents of those schools who are fighting said programs. Use your logic, folks. Use the logic. So you want to tie things together? Anthony, you don't have any proof of that. I don't need it. At what point ever is it okay to go after parents defending their children? We're not talking about parents saying that they want to carry guns to school. We're not talking about parents saying that they want to hurt minorities. We're not talking about parents going out there and blatantly being racist or being derogatory towards other humans, other races, other colors, other creeds. No, none of that's taking place. But the DOJ wants to weaponize the FBI to go after parents? It's nice to know that local judges are backing the parents. Google and YouTube prohibit climate deniers from being able to monetize their content on their platforms from now on. Very simply. Ready? Listen to this. If you go against anything this administration says, you can no longer earn money on YouTube. If you are a content creator that relies on YouTube for your livelihood, if you mention anything going against climate change, what they currently say about coronavirus, the shots, or any of it, you can no longer earn money. Fascism. That's the word. Just in case you were wondering what was the appropriate term to use, that is it right there. U.S. Deputy Attorney General announces the creation of cryptocurrency enforcement team aiming to strengthen authorities' capacity to disable these financial markets that allow criminals to flourish. Now remember, remember, in the cryptocurrencies, yes, that is running rampant. There are around the world, there are people that are flourishing off of taking advantage of others and getting people to dump money into things that they don't necessarily know about. Absolutely. That's happening. But what does it mean for us? These need to be regulated. They absolutely do. But I also firmly believe that that should be a third party and not our government. And I think the government's trying to set this in place so that they can regulate it, possibly changing all currency to digital currencies. But if you got your money in there right now, you better protect it. It's so volatile, you better protect it. Because you saw what happened when China denied it. You saw what happened when it came back on. You need to protect your money. The federal government is secretly ordering Google and other search engines to track and provide data to anyone who searches certain terms through keyword warrants, according to the New York Post. Meaning, if you're searching for a victim of a crime and you've got a bad history, they're gonna come after you. If you are, you have no idea now what you could possibly search. You have no idea. Maybe you type something in and it goes against the agenda. You're now a big red dot on the white wallpaper. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying people don't need protection and things don't need to be protected, because I believe that there are some bad actors in the world. I believe there are some bad people. It's life. But if we were talking about the $600 check, the $600 line in the sand that the government wants to draw and say any transactions or you spend $600, I mean, people spend $600 a month. That opens them up to be probed by the government on all their finances. Here's the deal. When the government has no debt, you can tell me what to do with my finances. Until then, eat the whole bag. Good talk. Bill to raise the U.S. debt limit by $480 billion clears Senate, likely staving off default crisis, and House approval is still needed. Sure, let's raise the debt ceiling on debt that we haven't paid back already. Good idea. Let's equate that to credit cards. Hey, I have one credit card that's maxed out. I can't afford to pay the bill. Guess what? Give me another one. Boom. Here's your sign. Suspect in Timberview High School shooting released from Texas jail on next day after outside of the incident. Because of these new laws that they made where you can't hold these people from bail, yet he shot a teacher and some other students. Good job. You freaking clowns. Don't care what color he is. Don't care. He felt bullied because he had nice sneakers, so he went and shot some people. Yeah, sound argument. Sound, very, very, very sound argument. Oh my God. New York City Mayor de Blasio misused security detail. NYPD covered it up, City Inspector General says, according to NBC. Well, no shit, Sherlock. The guy's a tool bag. His wife's a moron. She misplaced millions and billions of dollars to the city. And he can't even garnish 0.25% of support for presidency. That dude is a walking dildo. It's the best description I could possibly get for him. Once again, if you're offended by that term, grow up. But if you can come back at me and tell me that he doesn't look like a walking dildo, I'll give you swag. Statement by Donald J. Trump. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. The Thursday House hearing in the Arizona election scam turned sharply against the Democrats when Congressman Andy Biggs and others started asking questions about all the damning findings in the audit, and people from Maricopa County were unable to give an answer. It was incredible. They could not answer why they deleted and moved election data after they received a subpoena, or why they have never delivered chain of custody documents for millions of ballots. Congressman Andrew Clyde exposed the Democrats' big lie that Biden won the recount. Because no matter how many times you count counterfeit money, you may have 100 pieces of paper in your pocket, but you sure don't have $100 in legal tender. The hearing exposed how numerous laws were broken during the Arizona voting, how blank mail-in ballot envelopes were approved, and how there are tens of thousands of suspects of fraudulent ballots. The fake news, however, refuses to cover those questions and answers because they prove without question that we won Arizona and many other states. Wow. Wow. He's really going on record. He's really, really, really going on record and saying that they won. He's no longer hiding it. Good for him. He should speak up. We called it from the very beginning. I'm just a dumb game designer who's not an attorney. But yet, I knew exactly what was taking place with the chain of custody and the computers and the algorithms. Now, if I can do that, you're telling me that people who have dedicated their entire life to this don't know what they're talking about? No. No, 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 no. But despite all of that, here comes The best news. And I'm going to end the show after this news. So before I give you this final piece of news, I want to tell you how much I love you and I thank you for all your support. Shout outs to all the people who constantly help this show. Shout outs to all the people who do everything they can to promote this show. It does not go unnoticed. Absolutely love you. Thank you. For all the people who donate to the show, please sign up and donate. Please show your love. I love you. Just know. Forever and ever, I will always be here to bring the truth. And thank you for making me stronger to do so as well. But let's get right to this bombshell that we have right here. Governor Gavin Newsom admitted his own daughter, who just turned 12, is not vaccinated against the COVID-19 despite California's sweeping mandate requiring students to get the shot. His daughter has not gotten vaccinated because she has a series of other shots to get first, the Los Angeles Times reported Newsom saying. End of story. Here's what it all comes down to, what it's always come down to, and why I've said what I have said on this show. The elites think they are better than you. The independent mouth will always, always be a person of the people. I don't care how big this show gets. And we will always, always be transparent in the information we provide. Very similar to Project Veritas. But I want all of you to understand and know, it's not the end of the world, man. This is called exposure. If you want to prove somebody did something wrong, they have to actually do something wrong first. That is America. And then we jump on it. And then we take care of it. And we let justice be served. Do not fret. Do not fear. There's so much more stuff coming out. And that's why we wanted to just give you this simple update over the weekend. For all the fans out there, thank you so much for all your love and support. I love you. I thank you. And let's keep this show growing. Donate to the show if you get a chance. Please, we always want to use it. We're growing. The Independent Entertainment Network is going to be absolutely amazing. For all the fans, I love you. I am your host, Anthony. And once again, you've been listening to The Independent Mouth, and we will see you at the next show.